Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The drug company Merck says its COVID-19 antiviral pill reduces hospitalizations and deaths by 50%. If approved, the drug would be the first oral medication authorized to treat COVID-19. Medical experts say the pill could be a critical tool to save lives and help stop the pandemic. Dr. Peter Hotez is co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital, and he joins us now on Skype. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Hotez, Merck says it will seek emergency use authorization from the FDA as soon as possible following what were promising results in clinical trials. Break this down for us. What did the data show?
Well, what it showed was there was almost 800 volunteers in the U.S. and overseas, and those who got the drug after experiencing symptoms and that they were feeling ill, it reduced the risk of being hospitalized or dying by half. So there was a significant impact. So the idea is you would take this medicine two doses a day for 5 days after you start getting sick, and then it would reduce the likelihood that you're going to go to the hospital. So it's not a miracle, but it's the first pill that we've had that actually seems to work, unlike something like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, which appears not to work. This one has been developed specifically as an antiviral drug. It was originally developed a few years before the pandemic as an anti-flu medicine to block flu, which is an RNA virus, and it seems to work for COVID-19.
Merck says an independent board monitoring the trial recommended stopping it early because the results were so strong. Is that typical in clinical trials?
Well, it's always good news when it does, at least when it's on the good side. So it does happen. It's uncommon. But the fact that it's had such a significant impact and seen right away is a very positive sign. And, you know, the other good thing about it is that it's easy to make compared to a vaccine, for instance. So whereas learning how to make an mRNA vaccine will take, you know, could take years for companies overseas to learn how to make it, this one could be a pretty quick turnaround, and drug companies like Cipla and others could make it pretty quickly. But it's really important to point out it's not a substitute for a vaccine. There's nothing better than getting vaccinated. But in the event that you do have breakthrough infection or you don't have access to a vaccine and start getting sick, this could make a difference.
Are you concerned about that messaging? Because we know vaccination rates in the U.S. are still lagging behind those of other wealthy countries. I mean, if this pill does get approved, are you concerned it will discourage more people from getting vaccinated?
Yeah, I don't want people to rely on this, or I don't want this to become ivermectin version 2.0, and that's what I worry about. So the message, the public health messaging, is going to be really essential, that this is not nearly as good as getting vaccinated, but it's a fallback. Also, the other thing to keep in mind is this class of drugs is prone to drug resistance. So if it gets overused or made over the counter overseas, then its use might be limited. The other thing is, in the laboratory, this can sometimes cause mutations. So it'll be important to regulate it for pregnant women and young kids. I don't think it'll be authorized right away for those groups until it's further studied.
Dr. Peter Hotez is the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much.